Good morning, and a warm welcome in Christ to everyone gathered here to worship. I would like to draw your attention to a quote from Dietrich Bonhoeffer from his book, Life Together, when he was running a seminary in Germany, talking about what we're doing this morning, singing, praying and praising God in singing. And he says, if you can read at the top, you can read at the top, the heart sings because it is overflowing with Christ. So let's think of our singing as Christ himself within us, bringing praise to Abba, Father, through the Holy Spirit. He also said, or he posed this question, why do Christians sing when they are together? Because in singing together, it is possible for them to speak and pray the same word at the same time. In other words, because here they can unite in the word. So this is our chance today to offer the sacrifice of praise, and as the Apostle says, to sing and make melody unto the Lord. Let's take a moment to greet each other now, if you haven't had a chance to do so, and I'd invite those of you sitting also on this side over here to consider maybe sitting somewhere in to fill in space elsewhere so you can see the projection if you'd like. If you have any announcements, please come forward here too to be ready to share them at this mic. Anyone with any announcements? Before we begin worship, by way of announcements, I'd like to request help from anyone who has the time, energy, after our service of worship, to help with the collection of the hymnals over to that rolling tray there, cart over there, to help put them back into the sanctuary. And then others, if you have time, energy, please to stack up chairs afterwards. I don't know that we delegated any people beforehand for that, but we've got lots of able-bodied people here. I'd also like to acknowledge my joy and pleasure at seeing some friends here with us today. First of all, Brad Wilson, who will be sharing with us later today about Gideon's International Bible Ministry that we hear from every year. We're glad to have you with us. Also, just a personal delight to see friends Paul McEwen and his cousin, Ginny Snodgrass. Is that right? Welcome to you both. I wrote it down. Yeah. Okay. Any other announcements or introductions that anyone has? For those of you who are worshiping with us the first time, this is not normally where we worship, so I hope you get a chance to see our sanctuary on the way out. That's normally where we are, but for the sake of something different and the beautiful singing, we are here. Let's let these words of the psalm guide us into worship. We can project them as well. From Psalm 105, verses 1 to 11. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Speak of all His wonders. By the way, is it not a wonderful definition of worship? Glory in His holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Remember His wonders which He has done, His marvels and the judgments uttered by His mouth. O seed of Abraham, His servant, O sons of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered His covenant forever, the word which He commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant which He made with Abraham and His oath to Isaac. Then He confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion of your inheritance. Alleluia. Shall we continue this worship in song?
Page 113 in the purple book. I want to thank everybody that sent requests. We had more requests than I can do, so the people that had multiple requests might just get one of them done. But everybody that sent requests, you'll get at least one done. And this is a new song. So let's listen to it, and then we'll sing it. In the blue book. This was Trevor's recommendation, and he's not here today, but we can remember him while we sing it.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains roll, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty sky. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day, the moon shines full, the stars command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food, God formed the creatures with the word, and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed, where'er I turn my God. If I survey the ground I tread, or gaze upon the there's not a plant or flower below, but makes thy glory known, and clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne. Why, Lord, and far from thy promise is ever in my care. There's not a place where we can see, but God is present there.
You may be seated. And now you all have a paper with How Great Thou Art. Let's turn to that paper. Ken, not to put you on the spot, but could you do a while the congregation hums, sing verse 3. Thank you. The congregation is going to hum while you sing verse 3. And if you don't sound good enough, I'll have somebody else join you.
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my dear.
Page 75 in the blue book. 75. We'll sing this in English, and then the third time through, We'll sing it in German, just the first two stanzas. paper, Rose of Sharon. This was my selection. It was from the Life Songs. I didn't really know it until we sang it in Sunday school class, and I fell in love with it. I love this idea of this rose blooming in my heart, the rose of Jesus. And I take all this beauty that we just sang, Christ we do all adore thee and heilig, heilig, and I put that in my heart like a rose that's blooming. And this is just a tender little beautiful song. Thanks for sharing it with me. Karen will play it through once.
I ask the ushers to come forward. We do have ushers today, I hope.
Just one usher.
Very good. Very good. I invite the usher to come forward. And let's join in a prayer of consecration for the gifts and the givers. Let's pray. In this act of worship that continues, Lord, in which we offer up things that you have offered us, we unite with you in your generous, gracious, self-giving nature, which overflows with love into creation. And we also unite in some small ways with those who will be blessed with this offering within and beyond the ministries of this church. So bless the gifts and the givers, Lord, that our union with you and with your mission in the world and with others might grow as our hearts follow where these your treasures go as well. And this we pray in the name of him who, though he was infinitely rich, became poor for our sakes. Amen.
He spoke another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in a 3-peck of flour until it was leavened. All the things Jesus spoke to the crowd in parables, and he did not speak to them without a parable. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophets. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the foundation of the world. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid again. And from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls. And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it.
Five five seven.
Oh, God, in rest of living, we lose our spirit's peace. Come, Lord, wise.
4:51. No, that's wrong. Matthew, what is your song, Marvelous Grace? Sorry, misread. I don't have my reading glasses today of all days. 151. Remain standing for 5:49. 5:49. No? Sorry. He leadeth me. Whoever can find it first. I don't know what I did with these numbers. 5:99. Okay, $5.99, thanks.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O word, with heavenly comfort brought. What did I do? What did I do? Still to God, and that leadeth me. He leadeth me.
I invite Brad to come forward now with news and sharing from Gideon's. Welcome, Brad.
In the country of Ghana, David was walking down the street, minding his own business, when suddenly he felt somebody's hand in his pocket. And a young man pulled out a testament, thinking it was maybe a wallet, hoping he'd get something out of it. But he got the testament, and David said, "It's yours. Keep it. You can have it." And the young man stopped, looked at him, knelt down on the pavement, looked at him again, said, "I'll never steal again." And he prayed to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You know, there's over 300,000 Gideons and auxiliary around the world. We're in over 200 countries, 95 different languages. And these books, average cost around the world, is now down to $1.19. We're an extension of the local church. We're members of local churches. And we really have only one purpose, and that's to see people come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Well, Zenity was a guy in Ukraine who lay in his prison cell wondering why he was still alive. He had stage 4 AIDS. He was dying. He had tuberculosis and several other diseases. He wondered what went wrong because he had such a promising career, but now he lays here in this prison dying. All he had was a Gideon Bible, said New Testament. So he looked at that thing and he was reading Psalm 90 one day, and he simply cried out to God and he said, "God, help me." Went back to reading Psalm 90. And over the next few days, he realized his appetite had come back. And he went to the doctor and he found out that tuberculosis was gone. And pretty soon he started feeling better, got his appetite back. And pretty soon he was released from prison. And as he was released from prison, he went and he found some people that had been drug addicts like himself. But they had found the Lord Jesus. They had formed a church. And he started going to that church, and where he finally prayed to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now he works as a rehabilitation counselor for people like himself that were hooked on drugs and alcohol. And he goes back to that prison on a regular basis, but instead of going back as a prisoner, he goes back as a chaplain. Well, in the country of Sweden, Eric was a man who was an atheist. He did not believe in God, but in high school, somebody handed him a Gideon Bible, which he took and did what a lot of kids do. He took it home and put it on a shelf and pretty much ignored it. But one day he was talking to some friends and they challenged him to read the book of John. And he says, "I'll read the book of John and I'll prove to you from your own book that God does not exist." Well, then as he starts reading that book, he wonders, what if Jesus is who he says he is? And then it went a little farther and he thought, he was invited to a Bible study with these kids, and he thought, "God, if you're real, show yourself to me." And that progressed as he read the book of John. That young man, Eric, received the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He asked forgiveness for leading so many people astray, and today he works as a missionary in Sydney at a Bible college teaching kids about the Lord Jesus Christ. In Indonesia, Yusuf was a young man who was a Muslim. And when he was in high school, somebody gave him one of these Gideon Testaments. And he took it and he read it through because he thought it would be good to argue with people if he had a little more information. Well, he did not like Christians. And the local Christian church was building a new church. They were going to have a Christmas play and make quite a celebration of it. And he and his friends decided what they would do is go and burn down the church. So in order to help burn down the church, he went and made friends with a gal named Martha who was in the church. And they worked hard one day decorating the church. Then he kind of realized these weren't such bad people after all. Well, they were so tired after working on the church all day, they decided just to crash and burn there on the church for the night. But then about 2 in the morning, he realized his friends were starting to burn down the church. So he got up and he helped his new friends put out the fire. But then he felt guilty, which he should have felt guilty. And he went to Martha, he went to the elders, and he asked counsel. And asked them about what he should do. And then he remembered John 14:6, which he had read in the Bible that was given to him so many years before. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes but the Father by me." And he prayed to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. He ended up falling in love with and marrying Martha. And then he got called into the to be a pastor, so he went to Bible college and came back, and he was ordained in the church that he tried to burn down, married to the gal that he tried to get to help him do it. So this happens because people like you can give $1.19 to buy a scripture, or people like you pray for the Gideon ministry. There's several ways you can help in this ministry. One is prayer. This ministry simply cannot survive without the prayer of God's people. And to that end, we have people in harm's way constantly that need prayers. So I need to pray for Gideons around the world, and so do you. We also have these cards. I have six packets of these cards. These are kind of fun. In recognition, in memory, in sympathy, things that these cards. If you'd like some of these, just ask me. We give you the cards, but you just donate the scriptures to go with the card and give them to people that are hurting or in need or something like that. And what a great way to encourage somebody. And, of course, I'll be at the back of the church at the conclusion of the service with the open Bible. And as God lays it on your heart and you feel Him leading you, go ahead and give. Thank you, and God bless you.
The epistle reading is from Romans 8. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, so that He would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom He predestined, He also called. And these whom He called, He also justified. And these whom He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him over for us all, how will He not also with Him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is He who died, yes, rather who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
In the words that Nancy just read, we hear about how the Holy Spirit is praying and interceding for us. So in some mysterious way that I do not entirely understand, whenever we pray, it is not simply us praying to God, but in some ways that wonderful communion between the Father and the Son through the Spirit also happens for us, and we are invited into that when we pray. So in our prayers now and also our own throughout the week, let's remember the Gideon's ministry that Brad shared with us. A few other items of news that I would like to share. I heard from Linda Peters yesterday, whom we prayed for shoulder replacement surgery. She had it on Friday. She called me on Saturday from her home, saying that it all went very well. The surgeon was very pleased. And while there is, of course, some post-surgical pain, that pain that she had in her shoulder is gone. The pain that sent her to the hospital for the surgery. So she's very thankful for that and very thankful for the help of the church and her family and friends who are and neighbors who are also taking care of her, as she has done so much for others too. Some of the empty seats you see around here have to do with the senior high and Jana and Craig, who are out on retreat yet today and coming back. And let's continue praying that that will be a fruitful time for them. In the prayer section of the bulletin, you'll also see mention of the call to prayer on behalf of our Congolese brothers and sisters. The most Mennonites in the world, the biggest number, the country with the biggest population of Mennonites is the Democratic Republic of Congo. And those who are in the Kasai provinces are experiencing great disruption and violence and fear and oppression. So let's keep them in our prayers. So let me ask you two for any sharing you'd like to make now. What are you celebrating this week, or what burden are you carrying this week? What are you grieving or needing from God that we can join you in prayer for? Or think about it this way. Where and how have you seen God's love in action for you this week? Or what in your life or this world needs God's touch? Feel free to share or raise a hand and I'll bring the mic over to you. Oh, yes. We're all there. Go. Faye.
I want to thank you for praying for my grandson. He returned home yesterday after 2 weeks in the hospital, and he has a long way to recover, but thank you for your prayers. And I also just want to briefly say my heart is rejoicing. I talked to the team that was out this week. They went a half day on muleback, 6 of them, down to a new village, Cora Indian Village. They had never heard the Word of God. They were all so excited, and they all had very good reports. I wish I could tell you all about it, but we'll save that for another time.
And your grandson's name again, please?
Joseph.
And these were Abel and Servando, the leaders. Oh, Abel's team. Okay. Yes. Yes, Louise.
We're very thankful for a good outcome to Jeremy's heart attack yesterday. He had a stent put in. They found a blockage and a stent, and the surgeon said he should be fully restored. If he's a marathon runner, he might not make such good times, but he's not, so... There's some damage, but they don't know how much yet, but not bad. So please keep their family in your prayers.
Okay, yeah, thank you for passing the news on. So for Jeremy, okay, thank you. Yes, Ken.
I really appreciate Lois leading us this morning. I watched you up there flowing with the music. That's beautiful. And Karen, thanks for your piano playing. There were several songs that I was just singing along with me. All once a phrase just come out and wow, yeah. And the one on 557, O God, in restless living, we grow not wise by struggling. I got to go home and I'll live with that one this week, see what it brings me. I'd also like you to remember my daughter, Sarah. She's struggling with staying with her job and with the current political climate. Working with refugees has become more difficult. So, blessings for her.
For Sarah and that service and ministry that she has. I just, Brad, what you shared about the Ghanaian person who found himself being pickpocketed just reminded me of just a testimony of peacemaking that I'd like to share briefly from some of our Mennonite workers who were in Burkina Faso next to Ghana for a number of years. Lauren and Donna. Ens, thank you. I wanted to say F, but Ens. Lauren was on a bus in Ouagadougou, the capital city. It was a crowded bus. And all of a sudden, he noticed that the person standing in the aisle, I mean, there's hardly standing room in the bus, and the person in the aisle standing in front of him, he suddenly noticed, had his passport in his hand that he just gently lifted it out of his shirt pocket. And they locked eyes for a minute, and the thief suddenly, his look of terror and resignation went in across his face, because all he knew was that Lauren just had to say, voleur, thief, and the guy would be carted off dead from the bus stop. It's not a high crime country, partly because criminals, once they're caught, they run to the police station for protection. They'd rather be put in prison than be left at the hand of an angry mob. And so Lauren realized that he suddenly had this man's life in his hands, and the man had realized it too. And Lauren, must have been by the inspiration of God, he said to the man, and he noticed too that suddenly other people were queuing in, that all of a sudden people were picking up the tension and were looking at the interchange between the two men before any words were even spoken. And Lauren suddenly said, thank you for returning my passport to me. And the man gave it back to him. And this look of sheer relief went through the poor man's face as he got off. I don't know what any kind of relationship was following that, but just another reason for us to be constantly, as Paul says in this same chapter we just heard from, to walk in step with the Spirit. So as the Spirit helps us make peace and offer forgiveness as well. Any other testimonies to share? Yes, where? Yeah, Florence.
This past week was the fifth anniversary of Richard's death, and I was reminded again of the love that I've received from my family. They all called me or came over, and then I got a special surprise from my second oldest granddaughter, Rachel, who lives in Kansas City. She sent me a lovely card and wrote some stuff in it, and then added a special little note on a separate piece of paper. And it was a very personal remembrance that she had of her grandpa. So I keep getting these little reminders from various people about what Richard meant to them. And it was a good way to celebrate the anniversary.
Thank you. And I've heard from many others of this, what kind of impact he had had in their lives. So, yeah, thank you. Any other sharing? Well, I invite you to join me then in prayer, as we will do each week, to join together with the Lord's Prayer at the end. And if you're visiting, we pray as debtors. Forgive us our debts. Let's pray. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. Because of your great love, O Lord, we have not been overcome by the challenges of life. We are yet here. And because of your mercies, we have the desire for and the promise of eternal life. And this is eternal life, Lord, to know you. And to know you through Jesus Christ, whom you have sent to make you known to us. And Lord, to whom else would we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. And we believe and have come to know that you are, Lord, the Holy One of God. Abba, Father's yes and amen to all his promises. Abba, Father's yes and amen to us and to this wonderful world. This we believe, Lord, but when we don't, when we struggle with it, heal our unbelief. Because in all the things for which we pray, they really come down to you and for more of you. So enlarge our hearts in worship, in service, in love, in growth, to make room for more of you. But our needs and fears drive us to you for evidences of your love, for us in body, soul, and spirit. Thank you for attending to our daily bread. Thank you for the love that comes from family and friends, and even the testimonies that continue, their influences that continue, such as Richard's 5 years after his passing and his reunion with you, O Lord. Thank you, dear God, for all the goodness and the beauty of creation that points to you as the fountain of goodness, truth, and beauty. Thank you for the success of Linda Peters' surgery. Bless her recovery and make sweet and fruitful for her this time of waiting. Bless and guide her and us with all the support she needs as she has helped and supported so many others. Your blessing of inspiration, love, health, and safety upon Jana and Craig and upon our senior high youth as they wrap up this retreat and return to us. May the seed sown in that time together bear fruit in years to come. And as parts of the same body, we pray for our family of faith in the Democratic Republic of Congo, that you would strengthen and sustain them in this time of danger and of devastation. And what the world takes away from them in terms of security, property, and even lives, restore to them many times in power for love, for witness, and for endurance. And help us to know our part in carrying some of their burden and how we can learn from their faithfulness. O Lord, hear our prayers of petition and thanksgiving for other ministries. For Sarah, O God, give her grace and strength, wisdom and guidance in this service and ministry, even as she ministers against the headwinds of so much opposition to people and their needs. Lord, we thank you for Abel and his team among the Cora people in Mexico, and we pray that the door that has been opened for the gospel will remain open all the wider. Your Spirit will come in to bring newness of life and relationships for them and with others. For Jeremy, O God, we pray for his continued healing and recovery. Thank you, O God, for granting him the help that he needs. And may this time of recovery and rest also be sweet and fruitful for him, a time of confirmation, Lord, of your love. And all this and other concerns we bring to you in anticipation of the day when our faith will be sight, the day for which Jesus prayed and for which he taught us to pray whenever we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
We just have two more requests, then we'll open them all. 307, page 307. Women only on the third verse. And Brandon, would you like to sing the fourth verse while we hum? Clyde, would you be willing to sing the fourth verse while we hum? Okay, good. All right.
Will you let me be your servant? Let me be
I'll hold my hand out to you. See.
still play it through once.
Please join me in this prayer of blessing for us again. Lord, what we have sung and confessed in word and melody and harmony, may it also be displayed in our lives, our loves, our labors, our relationships this week. May the same Spirit who inspires our praise of you continue this week to inspire us in faith, hope, and love for all. Bless all who are especially have been with us for the very first time, dear God, or are visiting again. Bless the labor and ministry of Gideon's with which we participate. And dear God, this blessing upon our partners this week, we pray. In the name of Him who gathers us and sends us forth into the world, we pray. Amen. And we will close with this sending song.
118. Please stand. 118.
Of course.
Praise God from whom all blessings.